This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Operations are getting back to normal at Denver International Airport after passenger train problems caused hours-long delays. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The underground train that carries people between security and the gates broke down last night. Some 200 passengers were stuck and escaped by breaking out of the train and walking down the tunnel. Repairs took until late this morning, and that caused huge lines that stretched from security all the way outside the building. Matt Bell of Grand Junction was trying to get to Minnesota.
It would look like chaos in here. We couldn't figure out what was going on, and there was no employees to ask. There's no direction. It was just completely unplanned, and they weren't managing the chaos.
Bell ended up missing his flight and is still trying to get on a plane. Airport officials apologized for the delays and said they'll explore alternatives to the train. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Parts of the high country woke up to some mid-August snow this morning. Trail Ridge Road and several other routes through Rocky Mountain National Park were closed today due to whiteout conditions and ice. Some ski resorts, including Vail, Keystone, and Breckenridge, also reported heavy snow. Snow is not unusual at such high elevations this time of year, but forecasts show some mountain areas could feel highs in the 60s and 70s over the weekend. This is CPR and KRCC. Denver right now is at 76 degrees with a high of 83 for today. This weekend should be in the 90s. Same goes for most of the Front Range. Stay tuned. There's lots to come.